Hello everyone, my name is Zachary as always, and today I'm talking about the movie Die Hard, Live Free, or Die Hard. This movie came out 2007. This is the fourth movie in the franchise. This fourth movie, I have mixed feelings on this one, because originally watching this movie, and I hated it. Like, I thought this movie was utter trash. I'm not saying it's not, but upon rewatch for this review, not near as bad as I remember. Not near as bad as I remember. I think there's a lot of good things about this movie, and I think they go unnoticed. I think this whole movie goes unnoticed because not a lot of people talk about any of them after the third one. I mean, maybe people talk about the fifth one, why it sucks, but the fourth one is kind of stuck in that gray area. People don't hate it, they don't like it, they just think it's mid. Okay, whatever. I think this movie's really interesting. I hate how this movie starts, by the way. It completely branches out from what Die Hard originally was as a franchise. And then it just has this AI and this hacker stuff. And you have this rock music. That is not what Die Hard is about. I know I'm going to sound like a sweat here, but I swear, man, it's not. It's just not Die Hard. Anyways, it does get better because eventually they send in McClane to go check this out, right? One of these hackers. And then, like, these people are trying to assassinate this hacker after they worked on this military, after they worked on this thing to take down the military. But then, McClane has to go in there and is like, hey you, I'm a cop, you come in. So then McClane goes inside and, well, they get attacked. And now this is a really good action sequence. I actually really like this one. So then he's just trying to be like, hey kid, stay down. I will use my gun. I swear, like every like two bullets, he reloads. It's either the bad guy is reloading his submachine gun, or McClane is reloading his pistol. And let me tell you something, McClane doesn't miss. But then if the bad guy shoots, it just goes around him like you're trying to cut out a picture of him. You know, for some reason. Anyway, so eventually, one of the bad guys is in the hall, right? And then McClane throws out this fire extinguisher, shoots it, sends the bad guy flying out the window onto the car. It is so fire. Not gonna lie, it is really cool though. And that's again of like the witty Bruce Willis, McClane, classic Die Hard stuff. Making the situation what, think of the situation as it is, and just thinks of the things around him and sees what he can do. He bounces off of his surroundings really well, and this is just one of the many examples in this entire franchise where he does this. There's a lot of good sequences, and not gonna lie, this movie has like a spot up here for me. Because a part of it takes place in West Virginia. That may sound stupid, but I don't think you guys know that West Virginia exists. I live in West Virginia. I don't even think people in West Virginia know West Virginia exists. So I'm just saying, seeing West Virginia talked about or even said in one line of dialogue is just amazing. The hacker guy that McClane says, we're going to West Virginia? My mind was blown that West Virginia was actually recognized as a place on Earth. Let alone in America. Because nobody knows that West Virginia exists. See, I know. I'm going on a tangent. There's a lot of good sequences. This hacker group is like taking control of this AI. Wants to take over the government. But at the same time, they want to kill McClane and his hacker guy. Because there's a trace now. And this McClane guy is dangerous. He's taking out all of our men. And there's a lot of witty McClane dialogue in this movie. There's also a lot of good bouncing off bits between McClane, the other hacker dude. These bounce off really well. And now, the hacker guy kind of resents McClane for a lot of this movie. But there's this one point where he actually does learn from McClane, and it ends really well. Alright, so they need to start their car to leave to go stop the baddies, right? But they're not going to stop because they're like, you know, this AI is taking over the roads. The traffic lights, a bunch of crash, people are dying. We got to turn off all the cars. But then the hacker guy is like, hey, my dad's dying. He learns from McClane here, and it is beautiful. Because what he does, so you know how in like the first one, second one, third one, he will take these situations and spin this with his intellect and stuff to be like, how am I going to get out of the situation? How am I going to fix it? Here's what the guy does. By learning from McClane, he calls them up and is like, my dad is dying. I need your help. And then they start the car, they get there, and McClane gives him a smirk. And that's how you know you've made it. When McClane gives you a smirk, they're saying, you made him proud. it made him proud, and this is nice to see. Honestly, it could have been McClane's sidekick, but they had to introduce his son in the fifth one. You know what? We're talking about the fourth one. So now there's about three bits I want to talk about before we get to the good, okay, and bad. When they're actually in West Virginia, there's this really good chase where there's this car, and McClane's driving through this main area, rams this chick into a wall, into an elevator shaft. The car falls down into the shaft, and then this car is, like, slowly falling until it falls down. And then this girl is trying to beat up McClane while McClane is trying to escape. It's a really great sequence. That's going to be in the good. This is a really good sequence. That's just so badass. McClane is straight up driving through there, ramming her into an elevator shaft, and having that confidence is like, I'm going to get out of here, and I know it. Or he doesn't know, he's just trying to save the world, I guess. I don't know. It's McClane, guys. He's awesome. Also, there's this really good sequence where they're in these trucks, and they're trying to drive through. Then there's this jet that comes in from the United States, and the hackers are using the AI to tap into this. And it's like, I'm going to tell this jet pilot to blow up the one that McClane is in, and then he's going to die. Yeah. And then this is a really good sequence. They blow up this whole area, and then McClane has to get out of the situation, and it's really nice. Again, there's a lot of good sequences in here. Anyways, I have to talk about the good, the okay, and the bad of this whole movie. Really good. Again, the elevator shaft sequence is amazing. The jet, the whole thing with that. The main villain is really good. McClane and the main villain kind of like bounce off each other really well. As well as the main hacker and McClane. There's a lot of good about this movie. The action sequences, the way that the characters bounce off of each other is really nice. Going into the okay category is really kind of just the premise. I don't think it needs to be like a hacker kind of movie. It didn't need to go that route. It could have done this type of movie, taking over the US government differently and not having it focused on the whole hacker thing. And it does it for the most part, but the bits it does are pretty okay. Pretty cliche. And it does suffer from the time it was made, which was like the early, mid to late 2000s. A lot of action movies around that time were pretty basic, let's be honest. Red Box movies, the movies I kind of rent, you know. Alright, now we have to go to the bad. So it's bad is the opening. I didn't like the opening at all. It didn't feel like a Die Hard movie at all. Really didn't like it. Anything else that's really bad. Nothing that really jumps out at me currently. But this is something that you can kind of feel. It doesn't really feel a whole lot like a Die Hard movie. It's from the phase between the third one and the fifth one. This one's kind of in the middle between those. It's where, like, it's starting to lose some of the charm that makes it Die Hard movie. And then the fifth one, Bruce Willis is just playing Bruce Willis. He doesn't even care anymore. He's just getting a paycheck. But, and this one's pretty, like, you know, that whole thing. But again, the opening doesn't feel like a Die Hard movie. Out of 10, I would give this a solid 5.5. You know, let's round that up to a 6. If you all enjoyed this video or any of my other content, please consider subscribing. I'll see you in the next one. Goodbye.